Heels against the wall, feet together, head level.
Right.
Go ahead.
Okay, and 5'11" 3/4.
Well, no. I'm 6 feet tall.
Read it. Okay.
Well, no, yeah, wait, Ellie. Let Daddy do it again.
Okay. 5'11" 3/4.
No!
It says 5'11" 3/4.
Yep. You can't tell on a giraffe. I'm 6 feet tall, everybody. I'm 6 feet tall. Ray Barone, black hair, brown eyes, 6 feet tall. People say, who are you? I'm 6 feet tall. That's all.
It's 5'11" 3/4.
Come on!
That's what it says. Look, 5'11" 3/4.
All right. What? You like saying it?
Not to get so upset about it.
Guys care about height, you know? Just like women care about weight.
I don't care about weight.
Yeah, you don't, because you only weigh about, what, 140? See? Don't get on your high horse if you can't take the smell.
Ray, I'm sorry about your height. I still love you, okay? God, kids love you, don't you, kids? See?
I'm 6 feet tall.
Honey, maybe you were 6 feet tall, but you just shrunk a little bit.
What do you mean shrunk?
Oh, that happens, you know? As you get older, people tend to just...
Shrink?
Big deal. It happens to everyone.
I'm shrinking now?
Ray, now don't get all, you know.
Oh my God, I'm shrinking.
Ray. Mommy is not 140.
Raymond. Sounds like you're having a little midlife crisis.
What? No, God, midlife crisis. I don't want one of those.
Oh, that's not the problem. Come here, regular.
You're worried that you're not going to accomplish everything you set out to do in life.
I am?
Who knows? But I went to this self-improvement seminar to meet women, and I learned that people with goals don't worry so much about getting old.
Did you meet anyone?
No one. Apparently, I don't appeal to women with goals.
Hey, guys, why don't you go home and hug your fathers? And maybe we'll win a game.
You know what you gotta do, Ray? What they made us do at the seminar. You make a list of the 100 things you want to do before you die.
100?
Oh, you can't even come up with like
easy. Yeah, you just, you know, think of the stuff that you want in your life that you don't have.
Look, I don't need any of that, all right? All I need is another quarter inch.
Who doesn't?
Things to do before I die.
It's personal, okay? Like you have your feminine products.
Is this about you shrinking?
Maybe a little. Look, the guys thought that the reason the shrinking thing is bothering me is because I'm having a midlife crisis. Yeah, and I need some goals, you know? Something to shoot for.
You want to have an affair?
What? Where did that come from?
Well, how come you won't show me?
Yeah, I put have an affair on paper. That's one of my goals. Disappoint another woman.
Yeah, I can. Okay, just give me the list, all right?
Will you come?
I just want to see it.
Look, just keep in mind, it's not really done yet.
Peking duck, goat cheese pizza, what is this?
I tell you, it's goals and stuff.
These are your goals? These are restaurant specials.
I've never had the Peking duck.
So your goal is just to eat things you've never eaten before?
Not entirely.
enlarged prostate.
See, that's something that I want to avoid. Not something I wish to eat.
I see.
What do you...
You're a writer. Don't you want to do something like, I don't know, write the great American novel or...
Well, I thought about that, and then I thought, I don't even want to read the great American novel.
Well, I mean, there's got to be something else you want to do besides never throw up again.
No. That's it. See, that's it. I got nothing. I got no dreams.
Oh, Ray, everybody has dreams.
Yeah, what do you have? What's on your list?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I just thought that, you know, after the kids grow up, it might be nice if, I don't know, we moved upstate and opened a little bed and breakfast somewhere.
Whoa, bed and breakfast? What do you mean, like strangers coming in and out of our house all the time?
Yes, Ray, strangers. I'd like to try strangers for a change.
I don't know. This is all happening too fast.
We don't have to do it today, Ray. I'm just trying to get you thinking.
Yeah, I'm thinking I better come up with something before I end up with your bed and breakfast. Tucking in a gay couple from Cleveland.
You know what? Maybe the reason that you can't come up with any goals for yourself is that in your own Ray way, you're actually content.
Where are you picking up that vibe?
Look at the facts. You have a great job, a wonderful family, a loving wife who weighs nowhere near 140.
Yeah, so what are you saying?
So, I think maybe you've already accomplished more than you've ever dreamed of.
You really think so?
I do. Maybe you're one of the lucky people who's actually living his dream.
Wow.
Yeah. See, you feel better?
Yeah.
What? What, Ray?
I'm thinking, if what you said is true, and I've already done everything, then... I guess this is all there is.
Good morning, Raymond. Want some eggs?
No, thanks. Listen, I want to ask you guys something. When I was a kid, do you remember me having a dream?
I remember you wetting the bed.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, like, what did I want to be?
Dry.
Morning.
Oh, how many eggs, Robbie?
Three. And today I'd like them raw in a glass.
What?
I'm in training. Gonna be running the New York Marathon this year.
Come on, you really gonna do that?
That's right.
Marathon, huh? Put me down for a buck a mile.
You don't pledge for this one, Dad.
I'm not pledging, I'm betting. I say you're crying like a little girl by mile two. Hey, Ray, you want some of this action?
Hey, look, at least he's got a dream, right?
Are you making fun, too?
No. I'm actually jealous. You have a dream. I got nothing.
Nothing. You got nothing.
What?
House. Wife. Little daughter. Twin boys. That's nothing to you? That was my dream. Hello? So why don't you just go take your little midlife? I'm shrieking, I'm dying, I don't have any dreams, and go right back across the street to paradise.
Look, you don't understand.
Oh, yeah, I don't understand. Just go, okay? Because I'm going to tell you something. I have
Are you all right, Ron?
Yeah, fine, Ma. I'm fine. Raymond.
What are you...
Okay, ow. Guess I'm just gonna have to scratch dream number two off my list. Go ahead and cook those eggs, Ma.
I should have put my money on warm-up.
Raymond, why didn't you tell us you were having a midlife crisis?
The announcements are still being printed.
Here, sit down. Have some eggs.
You know what I always wanted to do, Ray? Sing like Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett?
That's right. But look at me. Am I Tony Bennett?
No.
You see, you do a thing, and that's what you are. One guy lives in Brooklyn. One guy lives in Sutton Place. Another guy's a lawyer. One guy's a doctor. Another guy dies. Another guy gets well. People are born.
What the hell are you talking about?
Don't worry so much. You die, you did what you did.
Stop saying die. It's obvious Raymond's afraid of dying.
Well, what am I supposed to tell him? That it's not going to happen? It's going to happen. You're going to die.
Thank you, Dad.
There you go.
Raymond, you know, we're all afraid of death. But the important thing is to be ready, see? Your father and I have all we need right in here. We have our will and our insurance and a deed to our burial plot.
Where's the permit to the neighbor's parade?
What?
Our joint burial plot. It only mentions one. Where's the other plot?
What? Who cares? I sold it.
You sold half of our joint burial plot?
The people next to us had an unexpected death. They were very upset. I got twice what I paid for it.
It wasn't yours to sell.
I sold my half of the plot.
How do you know it wasn't my half, Frank?
I always sleep on the left.
And when were you going to tell me about this?
I wasn't. I figured if you went first, you couldn't yell at me. And if I went first, yell all you want.
You have always wanted to leave me, haven't you?
Till death do us part, Marie. After that, you're on your own.
You fulfill one of my dreams and leave me alone now.
Holy crap, we found something we have in common.
How bad can death be? Hey, Cornflake.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
You're in a good mood, huh?
Yeah, I did a lot of productive thinking today.
Yeah?
I'm gonna get cremated.
What?
Yeah, I think it just makes sense, you know? More sense than burial. I'm not all that gung-ho about decomposing.
How did you get onto this?
Look, it pays to think about these things. Oh, hey, don't be like that either. I don't want a big, sad funeral. You know, make it like a celebration. You know? People telling stories, funny anecdotes about me, you know? Like a roast.
What is wrong with you?
Good news. I found a cemetery that can fit us all in.
Misery, your company's here.
It's beautiful. but there, it may be a little tight. See, one of us has to be vertical.
I don't know, Ma. I'm thinking of going cremation.
Oh, you want to go off on your own, too? This family is falling apart.
This does look nice, though.
See? Deborah, would you mind being the vertical one?
Why Deborah, Ma?
Well, it can't be your brother. His head would stick out of the ground.
Hey, how about a wood chipper? Then we can all fit into one big trash bag.
That's morbid, dear.
Yes.
Deb, you should look at this. This is pretty good. Deb. Deb. You're gonna die, you know. Deb, look, I know you're not excited about spending eternity with my parents, but, you know, it's not gonna be like now when all they have to do is cross the street. I mean, they're gonna have to bust out of their coffins and, you know, like, tunnel through the dirt. But, you know, just to get to our coffin, and then they're, you know, banging, and we can pretend we're not even there.
Shut up, shut up! Just stop it. Stop talking about coffins.
So you want to do cremation with me?
Ray, you're supposed to be having a midlife crisis, not an end-of-life crisis.
Look, don't tell me how to have a midlife crisis, okay? What would you know about it?
Because I've already had mine.
Really?
Yes, a while ago.
Oh, was that the perm?
No.
Because that didn't look good.
It was 2 years ago.
Well, you never acted like you were having a midlife crisis.
Ray, look at me. I am rubbing cream on my hands. Do you know why I'm rubbing cream on my hands?
Because it's hand cream?
No. Because my skin isn't as soft and smooth as it used to be. Have you noticed?
Well, I didn't want to say anything.
Shut up, Ray. That is why every night I take this cream and desperately try to turn back the clock. And even though I know this is a losing battle, I still do it anyway. That is how you have a proper midlife crisis. You do not start planning your death. You go into denial like a normal person. Give me your shoes.
What?
Give me your shoes.
All right, but I think my shoes are soft enough.
Just give them to me. When you started going all nuts about the height thing, I bought these as a joke. But now, I think they're actually going to help. So stick these on.
Oh, come on. These aren't going to do anything.
Just, you want to be 6 feet tall? Put them on.
Well, I'm not wearing lifts.
They're not lifts. They're extra thick odor eaters. Two birds with one stone.
Look, this doesn't really mean I'm 6 feet tall.
Well, hey, this cream doesn't mean my hands are any softer than they used to be.
I don't know. I'm talking about death here, okay? You really think some cheap insoles are going to change my whole outlook? And these are kind of bouncy.
Yeah? A little spring in your step there, young man?
Yeah, but come on, who am I really fooling here?
Hey, you only got to fool one person. If I recall, that person once asked me if Jell-O was a fruit.
Yeah.
Listen, you do whatever you need to do. As for me, I am going to put these tea bags on my puffy eyes and dream about my bed and breakfast by the lake. Oh, good night.
Hey, can you put these in sneakers?
Put them anywhere you want.
Feeling tall and smelling good.
idiot.
Frank, you want your ice cream or not?
He's not here, Ma.
Where'd he go?
I don't know. He said Ray got him thinking.
Ray got him thinking?
Yeah, you believe that?
About what?
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. My wife thinks I'm in the bathroom.